Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening in. This is Awakening to Miracles, and I'm your host, Sherry Lane. It's a beautiful, snowy day here where I am in Cincinnati, Ohio, and it's one of those lovely snows where the trees are just lightly covered, all the branches, a little winter wonderland, so really nice day. I was sitting here before the show. I've been in this for the last hour. I've been in this very good place, and so good that I almost forgot to call in. I was sitting here with my headset and mic on and just waiting, and I saw a little ticker saying, your show starts in 1 minute, 30 seconds. And then I thought, wait a minute, a voice usually comes on to remind me at intervals how much longer it is until the show, and I realized I hadn't even called in yet, so called in at just the right minute to get hooked up to the studio. But that's kind of the zone I've been in. It's been very nice prepping for the show and getting in that space. So if you have not listened to this show before, I usually have sort of a topic that I usually just let come to me the morning of the show, and I touch on that. It's just a spiritual idea, food for thought for you to let roll around and perhaps sink in and maybe have some resonance with you. And then I usually take calls from callers, and when they call in, they can comment or can get a mini reading, what I call mini readings, intuitive readings. And what the show seems to have become for me is the way that I share my gifts on this show is a lot in these mini readings, and they're not fortune telling. I always tell people when they say, do you see in my future? Sometimes I can kind of see things. It's like where you are right now in your spiritual path, or what you're actually doing in your life may lead to this, but you always have the ability to change it. So I'm not here to see into the future, although I might get some glimpses sometimes. What it seems to be that my gift is most effective in is letting you know what might be your best step on your spiritual path right now for your growth. And the call-in number is 347-633-9823. I want everyone to know that I consider this safe space and sacred space, so all calls are respected. I usually ask for first name, but, your identity's pretty pretty secure. You know, whatever your question, it can't be a wrong one. It can't be a bad one. It, you know, speak from your heart and open your heart to that willingness to take a spiritual step. And that's really important, that instead of it being like physical manifestations or, like I said, fortune telling, future seeing, that you have somewhere in your heart that you really want to take a spiritual step into being all that you can be. And that's what leads to miracles, going back to your true self and your true power, your higher power. Again, the call-in number is 347-633-9823. And now I'll get to today's topic in just a minute. But I do always like to start off the show also reminding or telling people a little bit about some of the other things I do and ways you can connect with me. Kind of my central place and where I do the most communication is on Facebook. And so if you're on Facebook, if you're active on Facebook, or if you're not, and you can just join Facebook, it's really easy and free. But if you will look up my fan page, it is called Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles. And we go through the ideas and lessons of A Course in Miracles, which is a process to unwind our thinking that is more worldly and ego-based and fear-based, so that we get back to love-based. Love where we, is where we connect to God and Source and all the power of the universe. We always have that power within us, but we get so confused by fear and that ego pressure from the world that it gets very, very hard to us to realize that true power that we all hold within. And of course, in miracles helps us day by day. It is 365 lessons, so a good way to follow it can be through the calendar year, although that's, you don't have to follow it that way. Everybody can do it in whatever way works best for them. But I've been doing the page for a few years, and over the last few months it has really just grown in number and following, and I know it is part of a big shift and more people being to that place to really want to realize their spiritual power and their higher self and live that here on this earth, which is what we all came here to do, and to find our way back to that experience and bring that power to earth. So what we are this year, actually following every lesson daily, started out on January 1st with lesson one, and so each day I post specifically the lesson from A Course in Miracles, and then I also post other things. It might be, you know, my own personal thoughts or quotes or some other inspirational quote from, you know, some spiritual author or the Bible, or, you know, just lots of topics like that that all intertwine with our spiritual growth and those kind of ideas. So that's the central place to keep up with things I do. I also have a page, it's an old page that I did quite a while back, and I haven't changed it in a while, and it's not very active, but it will tell you a little bit about some other things I do, like energy work, Reiki, and that kind of energy healing work. And to me, that is a very spiritual practice. For many, that is more, you know, also physical, and it really is both. For me, it leans heavily toward the spiritual transformation aspect. But you can go to that site, angelstouchtherapy.com, and read a little bit about that. And I am putting together sort of a little mini course. It's a free online course where I have an angel's touch kind of Reiki, just a simplified Reiki that I'm going to walk people through. And it's called attuning you, getting your vibration attuned to that kind of energy so that you can do that type of healing. Everyone can really has it within them anyway, but to sort of jolt you into awaken that within your abilities on a bigger level. So if you go to that page, angelstouchtherapy.com, and it interests you to learn a little more about it and perhaps get into angel kind of healing and that energy healing, then and you want to sign up for the free online course that I'm doing, please send me an email at the following address, Sherry Lane sherrilane@gmail.com, and it's sherrilane@gmail.com. On the Angels Touch Therapy site, it also is, my email is on there. And if you will just put in your subject, Angels Touch Healing or something like that, just Angels Touch class, just so, because I get a lot of emails, and that will help me pull them out and know who is interested in that. And it's probably going to be sometime like late February. I was kind of thinking late January, but too many other things are going on. So I'm just going to let it come as it does. And I think it's going to be a fun and rewarding class, and I think there are going to be some connections made that are going to be very valuable to me and to others as well. So if you're interested, just send me that email, and I'm keeping a little list of people that have expressed an interest. And finally, before we get into today's topic, my book, a couple years ago I wrote a book that was about my spiritual experiences and how these gifts opened up in me and how it changed everything in my perception and my world. And I know that a lot of people that read it, they see similarities in their own path, and it opens things up in them, and it really speaks to them. And, you know, when I wrote it, it was, I had the, you know, the thought that, you know, whoever finds it will, or whoever's meant to find it will. And the timing seems to be that now a lot more people are connecting with it and having some aha moments from it. And so if you enjoy this show and you enjoy my Facebook page, then I would encourage you to get the book, or at least read the free excerpt that's on Amazon. That book is called Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. It's available on Kindle for only 99 cents. If you don't have a Kindle, you can, there's a free app on the page on Amazon where you can get an app for your smartphone or your tablet, or even just for your computer, where you can read it on there. So there's a little link off to the right, so you can take care of that. Or if you like it in book form, it's available in paperback and hardcover. So I do encourage that. Again, it's Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. So now that I've got that out of the way, I'm really eager to go through this topic today, because I think it's really one for people to ponder. This may be a short talk, because I think the ideas are powerful enough to let them roll around. When I do the show, I block out up to 2 hours, but sometimes it goes the full 2 hours, sometimes it goes an hour, sometimes it goes 40 minutes. I just let it be free-flowing depending on the number of calls and what I feel needs to come through me. I don't have any push to make it any certain amount of time. When I say it and I feel like that's all there is to say, I'm fine with ending the show unless there are callers that would like to ask a question. But today's topic, the miracle is a spiritual revival more than a material manifestation. That's something really to take to heart. With the rapid growth of my fan page, I'm getting lots and lots of email messages on that page, and a lot of requests for miracles and prayer. And you know, sometimes it's maybe over 100 a day, and I try to go through all of them very specifically and feel the person and say a prayer for them. But I have noticed, and I think this might be why this topic came up to me, and it's certainly not a criticism of anyone, it's really just, it's more, it was even to me that aha, you have to remember this, because this is when you get this and follow this is when you are really, really inviting miracles into your life instead of just praying for miracles all the time. And if you ever have felt like, I'm waiting for my miracle, why can't I get a miracle? I want you to really stop and ponder this and take this to heart and be willing to approach it from this angle. You know, when I get these emails, I get a lot of that, like, I need this, I need money, please pray for that miracle that I, and I totally understand that, because, you know, we go through this earth and we have those struggles because the way the system and the process and how we live is set up, and we do have pressures and stresses and bills to pay, and we may get a disease, and so it's natural for us to see the miracle as that, voila, it's fixed, you're healed. And those happen. They do happen. And they happen when you have faith. But the surest way to get the miracle and to have them consistently in your life is if you approach it from a completely different angle. It's a spiritual revival, a soulful transformation. And when you ask for that as your miracle, when you get in that space, then you are the bringer of miracles. You'll bring them to your own life and you'll bring them to others. So think about the miracles when you say the miracles you want in your life. If you're saying things like, please fix my problem, please heal my disease, please send me money I need to pay bills. Like I said, those are all very real feelings, but they're worldly, ego-based, fear-based feelings. Fix the problem, heal my disease, send me money, correct this issue. We are in a better place ourselves to ask for those because we're better connected when we get our spirit revived and we're coming from that place. So what I want you to do is change your request, your wish, so to speak. Change your miracle request to something more along the lines of, revive my spirit, transform my soul. I am ready. Please transform me. Please touch me. Please let me be the bringer of miracles. And it's all about that inner spirit getting ignited again. And those are the moments when you're more likely to go to that void, that space between where there's so much power and you're in this world but not of it, and you can connect to God and angels and Holy Spirit more directly. When you ask for the spiritual healing, that's when you're opening the doors for the physical miracles, the disease going away, the abundance flowing more easily. If you come from the right place, when you're coming from the day-to-day, hop, you know, going from one miracle to another, okay, my disease got healed, okay, now let's see, what can I ask for next? There's nothing wrong with asking. It's just that the power to hold that miracle and keep the bounty in your life and all the things that God wants to give you, all the goodness, you can sustain it if you're coming at it from a spiritual perspective, cleansing your soul, lifting your spirit, reviving you to be all that you can be, not only in your own life, but to shine that light elsewhere. And I promise you, if you change your miracle request to being about reviving your spirit, you will get it. I promise you, if you ask with that kind of sincerity, it will change your life. And so I really want anyone listening to think about that. And, you know, as I say that, you know, when I say things and I know they hit somewhere, or I know that it's almost like heaven rejoicing, I get these chills, and I know that that is striking a chord with some of you listening, some who are listening live, others who will be listening on the archives. It doesn't matter. The message is out there now, and you know if it hit a note in you, or you may feel resistance to it. If you feel resistance, that's telling you something too. Some kind of fear in you. Is there a fear of returning to that deeper spiritual place? What could that be? And again, there's no shame. We all go through this. You know, I've had some of the most amazing spiritual experiences, And yet I too, you know, go through the same day-to-day frustrations and, why isn't this working? Or is we all do, because that's the world we live in. We get bombarded with all the fear and negativity. I mean, hundreds of thousands of messages a day come at us that way. You have to do this. You need to do that. Oh, if you don't do this, this is really bad. It's going to happen. Oh, and then you hear the bad things. You hear, turn some of that off. I choose not to listen to much news. I find that anything super duper important will make its way around to me one way or another. But I don't have to suck into that for much of my day, and I choose not to listen to it. I turn off negativity. It's not me burying my head in the sand. It's me saying, I know there's something better, and I'm not following this path of negativity and naysayers, and I am a believer, and I'm going to follow the believer's path, because I know heaven's available to all of us, and hell is what we create in our fears and here in this life and existence. That's our challenge, to find heaven here, because that's when we know we always have it with us. That's when we remember that. And that's where our power is. So make sure when you want miracles that you just aren't just asking for the ones that are more earthly in form, but you're asking for the ones to reconnect your soul and bring out the light in you that then becomes the light for others. That's the greatest miracle ever. And it's always there if you ask for it. So I want to, I'm going to slightly change gears here. Not exactly. It's all part of the same conversation and the same story I'm telling here today. Like I said earlier, we don't have callers today. I don't know if anybody's trying to call and not getting through, but that's okay. Sometimes I know a show is about the callers and getting their own personal message and hopefully some inspiration. Sometimes it's just about the message. But if you are wanting to call in, and if you're a little hesitant, I would like to give you a little nudge that you know, you really don't have anything to lose. I don't bite, and you might find something that really resonates with you, and you might not, but you don't have anything to lose. The call-in number is 347-633-9823. But if we don't get any callers, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about my hour before the show. And maybe it will help you understand some of your own struggles, or when it feels like angels aren't there for you, or heaven or God or Jesus or whomever, you know, Holy Spirit, whatever entity or energy that you like to call on and rely on the most. I have a big connection to angels. Sometimes it seems to wane a little bit and not be quite as powerful. That's probably my own doing, but not always. So I'm going to tell you this little story. We all have many angels, our guardian angels, so to speak, and angels that are working, helping us on our path, nudge us different ways. They're always nudging us to our highest good, which is always, always, always that return to spirit and soul and that connection. Some are just looking out for our safety, because it's not our time, our purpose here isn't served, or our lessons here we haven't had a chance to learn them yet. So a lot of them are doing those day-to-day things, and then we have other angels that maybe come in at specific times when we're more ready for it. And I have a beautiful seraphim angel called Jaria, and that's her name. And I first saw her a few years ago with my dear friend. We were doing energy work and Reiki on each other, and it had really become a situation when we got together like that. I mean, just amazing things would happen, and it was part of both of our awakening in a big, big way. And So we saw her at the same time. I was on the Reiki table, and my friend was doing Reiki on me, but the room was just filled with this enormous, powerful energy, and we saw her at the same time. Now, when I see angels, I tend to see them more in auras and colors, and not as much the vivid, like a winged creature and with facial features and all that. I don't see them as often that way. Occasionally I do, and I take notice because I think it takes a lot of energy for them to appear in that form. But we saw her at the same time and started describing her simultaneously to each other, and it was exactly the same, the robe, the sash, the hair, so it was just an incredible thing to be seeing that and at the same time, and it was such an affirmation that I'm not imagining this, okay? Later, I don't know how long later it was, a few months ago, or a few months after, I had an angel artist I contacted, and she would do readings while she would draw what she saw, and then she would send you the picture, and she would describe it to you during your call. So when my friend and I had seen this angel, I didn't get any name, and my friend thought it was Gloria. And when I had this reading with this other person, she said Jaria, very, very similar sounding. And when I got my angel picture, the sketch of the angel, and also there were other things on the page and faces, but the main part of it was this angel, and she kept describing her as his enormous and very big wings, and the same way that we had seen her, but she didn't say anything about like hair color or anything like that, just really beautiful, and eye color. And so when I got it in the mail, it absolutely knocked me over, because it was the same angel face and eye color, hair color, wavy hair that I had seen and that my friend Annette had seen. And so I took a picture of it and texted it to Annette, and she was blown away too. We were just both knocked over, chills all over us. Like, and even the name Gloria Jaria, it was really an amazing thing. So I framed, actually my friend framed the picture for me, because I hadn't had it framed. My money was a little tight, and my friend did that as a present for me. She had it framed, and so that was, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago when I got this portrait of Jaria. And so many times when we are doing Reiki and when spirit appears, Jaria would appear, but she'd be in this distance. And I would always say, I feel like she's not even there. Like, what is she even doing? What? And there were so many obstacles that I just felt like, if she's so powerful, why isn't she doing something? Why isn't she doing something? And, there were times that I just looked at that framed picture really just irritated. And and my friend would say, she's getting closer, but I don't know. She's kind of a serious angel, and she stands off a bit. And so over the last few months, it seems like I've had this feeling that it's like, okay, now's the time. Kind of like the wait is over. And I think many, many people on this spiritual path have felt like, okay, now it's time, and yet there would still just be so many struggles. And I think so much of that is because so many people on Earth are still struggling, want to hold on to the old ways, and anything new scares them, especially anything new about God or any new spiritual ideas. And so they kind of, their energy comes slamming back at you, and it's this battle, and it creates chaos, and it affects your own life, even though you're really trying to be this miracle-minded, and it can just throw you off kilter. And then we're all human, so at times when you get thrown off kilter a few times, you really feel kind of defeated and confused. But the last few months, it's just felt like, oh no, now it's time. And you know, my Facebook page, Seeing Miracles Every Day, has just exploded in growth. I mean, so much that I really just, I'm blown away. But at the same time, I know, like, you'll know when the time is right. I've heard that so many times about different things. And it's like, okay, I know the time is right. You know, the book, people are buying the book more, ordering, you know, downloading, whatever, and saying how much it meant to them, the aha moments they got, how they could relate to so much of it, and it affirmed things and opened things up in them. And I just celebrate that so much, because it has felt like a struggle when I did that. I put myself out there in such a vulnerable way, and financially, and I was devoting so much time and energy to things like that and trying to get this message out, that it put me in, you know, an earthly sort of struggle position. But it feels so much like this shift has occurred in a bigger, bigger way, and so many people are being drawn to this, and it's so good. And so I was in the shower about an hour before the show, and I realized that Jaria was here. She was here. She wasn't standing in way out in the wings, kind of watching things, frankly annoying me that she wasn't here. She was here. And she said, it's time. I don't come in for the preparation so much as I come in when you're ready, when things are cleared and you've paved the way. And there are other angels that help with that, and also you have to be your own angel, and you have to figure things out and be willing to take steps. You have to take the steps of faith. But now I'm here. It's time. And gosh, it gets me so emotional. The power of certain spirits and angels and Holy Spirit is immense. It's that bring you to your knees kind of power, but not in a subservient way, in just, oh my gosh, that knocked me over in joy. And that's where I am. And I'm so, so excited about not just what the future brings for so many people and spirituality and that search, but where we are in this moment. And every single person that is listening to this show, either live or on archives, every single person, you need to consider this part of your call to take another step in faith. You may have already taken many, many, many. You may feel like you're beaten down and like, no, I just can't muster up that courage to take another step. Take the step with me. Take the step with so many others, because it's time. And if we take it together, it's easier, because we can share our experiences. We can lift each other up when we feel a little down, or we can just lift each other higher when we're all feeling high and wonderful, and like miracles are present, and like we are the bringers of the miracles. So if you hesitated, and we all do, if you felt nudges, you've maybe had little messages in ways direct or indirect, and you felt some yearning or a plea to answer the call, please, please, it's a good time to answer it. It's the time is now, and you're ready, and we're always ready to take a step. It doesn't have to be the giant leap. It can be tiny. It can be a baby step if that's what you feel comfortable with. And even if your life is so full of responsibilities and work and time, I don't have time for this right now, but, you know, so many times I know all of us do this, like, okay, when I get to this place, you know, where I can work part-time, then I'm going to be more spiritually. You can always take a step, a little step. And that step may be, for instance, like committing to, I'm going to go through the lessons of A Course in Miracles. I'm going to spend that 5 minutes a day that it might take to do that. or 1 minute or 2 minutes, and I'm going to take it to heart. Or some other sort of inspiration, I'm going to have some affirmation cards, and I'm going to pull one out every day, and I'm going to try to focus on that. Or anything, I'm just going to let myself be still and ask my higher self and heaven for answers. Everyone can do that. It doesn't matter if you have 6 kids and are working 2 jobs. You can take a minute a day, 2 minutes a day, and breathe and be still and center and focus. And just as importantly, you can say, I'm ready. You can ask for the miracle, but you can change how you see miracles. And you can ask, instead of heal my disease, send me financial help, fix my problem, you can change your miracle request to revive my spirit, transform my soul, let me be the human angel that I came here to be. Everyone can do that. And if you ask that way, I can tell you, you will feel or see something different, unless you completely shut yourself out, unless you go into it like, well, I'm going to say it, but it ain't going to happen to me. If you ask and you believe in your heart, you will feel differently. You'll probably feel differently the instant it comes out of your mouth. But if you don't feel it instantly, you're going to feel it and see it. The more committed you stay to that request, the more you're going to feel it in your life. So I think that might be all that I have to say, but I think it's a really important message. It may be one of the shortest shows I've had so far, and just wasn't a caller-oriented show, but I think it's very important. So listen and consider yourself called if you tuned into this show in any way. And I thank you. Please plan on next Tuesday. I usually do these on Tuesday afternoons, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Sometimes I may even throw it in there on an odd day. So if you you can either go to the Blog Talk Radio and you can, I guess, subscribe to the show or sign up for reminders so that whenever I schedule a show, you'll get some sort of alert, a text or email or whatever. Or like I said, if you join my Facebook page, if you like it, Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles, that's really where the majority of my messages or things I'm feeling or things I share, that's where it's on a daily basis and a few times a day that I put things out to ponder or think about or contribute to the conversation. So please do that. And again, my book, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles, if you're touched by this kind of talk and you want angels and spirit into your life more regularly and where you can feel them more strongly, go on Amazon. It's also available on Barnes & Noble online, but Amazon has the Kindle edition that you can get instantly. So Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. And last reminder, angelstouchtherapy.com. And if you want to be part of a little free online class to learn more about healing energy, healing touch, inviting angels through to heal through you, then please email me at sherrylane444@gmail.com. I think I actually gave the wrong address out earlier. I forgot the 444. So, correction there, sherrylane444, that angel number, @gmail.com. You can be part of the class, and I'll make a correction to that email on my Seeing Miracles page, but hopefully enough of you listen long enough that you'll get that correction, or you'll see it on the angelstouchtherapy.com site. Many, many blessings to all of you. I don't usually do this, but I have this need to close in sort of a prayer for us all. Dear God, thank you for the people that tuned in today or that will tune in through the archives. We're all connected. We're all one. Help us to realize that in a bigger way in our day-to-day lives, and help us lift each other up across the miles, across distance, across time for past, present, and future. Help us know that we're joined and we can lift each other up. Thank you for all that tuned in, and I look forward to the next show. Have a great day.